You're used to that, that's fine. We're out inviting people to church. That's still a charitable and voluntary act anyway. We're giving out some free information about the Bible. Well, we are. We're giving them the gospel as our main goal, but we are giving them information about the Bible. Okay. After that, if they haven't at this point just shut the door or whatever else, and again, like I say, that does happen. Do you go to church at all? Do you go to church at all? I think is a good question, because you just get a bit of background about where they're at, what they're likely to believe, etc. Do you go to church at all? And I'll ask that to someone in a burqa or a hijab or whatever they are. I don't care, I'll just ask them anyway, because I just want to get it out there. Because there they might say no. They might even say, usually not if they're wearing a burqa or a hijab, but they might even say, look, I'm not a practicing Muslim or whatever else. And it's just interesting, you get a little bit of background, yeah, and it's just a polite question. Do you go to church at all? Okay, then you straight after that, because you don't want to be there giving 10 questions on the door, because you might have to ask a few questions, won't you, with their response to the ultimate question. So don't just beat around the bush for ages and sound like a salesman. Okay, so straight in, I want to get to the meat and bones, and is more importantly, we're asking everyone the same question: if you died today, are you 100% sure that you're going to heaven? Okay, that's how we like to ask it, something along those lines. Now, I'll tell you something I do. If I'm knocking on the door, especially if I'm not with my kids, but sometimes I do with my kids, maybe they can't see it, but it's someone who looks like they're possibly a bit vulnerable, maybe elderly, maybe a kid, they look a little bit fearful. I sometimes ask if you died tomorrow, just because when you got some guy at your door going, if you died today, are you 100% sure? That could be a bit creepy for some people, they might get a little bit scared. So that's just something I do. What do you think someone has to do? What if they then did something really bad? So if they say yes, my next point will be, well, why? And to be fair, if they say, well, I'm not sure, or I still want to ask them what they think. If they say no, definitely not, I'm a sinner, I don't really have to go into that, because I know that they think they're not going to heaven. So I'm not going to have that problem at the end when they start going, oh, yeah, I already knew that. Because how many times have we had that with the pride? So you want to get ideally, you want a strong response. What is it that they believe? So, like I say, what do you think someone has to do to go to heaven? Simple question. And if they're still a bit, you're still a bit unsure. Well, what if they did a really bad sin? You know, you could put it out there rather than themselves. Because some people, I've had it recently where someone got really offended with me. I said, well, what if you did? What are you trying to say? Okay, so what if someone did something really bad? Okay, so you're trying to get to the point of finding out what they believe. And like we said, 99 times out of 100 in this country, they're unsaved. Okay, obviously, as long as I ask for forgiveness after I sinned, or as long as I repented, that they're not saved, okay? They're not saved, they're not trusting fully in Christ. Well, as long as I didn't do a really bad sin, obviously they're not saved, okay? Right. Don't obviously, wrong answer, laugh at them. Well, that's not what the Bible says. You don't be like that. And again, it might sound silly, but again, from everything, not from what I'm hearing here, but from what I hear on every church, they've got, sadly, people like that. People that just don't really have understand how to do this. Okay, so yeah, don't make them feel small with it. Okay, I would usually say something like, oh, well, can I show you what the Bible says? Because the Bible doesn't actually say that. It's something, but don't do it in a harsh way. Just try and say, look, can I show you what the Bible says? And really, like, there, from this point now, you're giving them the chance to accept or reject the Word of God. And how many people who claim to be Christians go, no, not interested. Not interested in what the Bible says. It should be amazing, but it's not, is it?